President Obama's review of Afghanistan ended December 1st with his speech to West Point cadets. America will send 30,000 more troops. That means 30,000 more veterans needing care and understanding that, historically, has been in short supply. Since the Vietnam War, veterans' issues have been part of the culture war. And after 40 years, the rancorous partisan squabbling continues. At issue are disability payments, whether 58,000 Vietnam veterans really committed suicide, and who lost the Vietnam War. The situation has improved only in that veterans are no longer the pariahs they were in the Vietnam era. But old scars remain. Even today, mention of some Vietnam War event can be a conversation stopper. Old scars were apparent in the responses to the story we broadcast November 12th on Rick Lawson's art show, The War Experience Project. Several veterans heard the show and contacted me. My father-in-law, a Marine Corps pilot in World War II in Korea, spoke about the years of nightmares about evacuating wounded from the Korean front in his single-engine reconnaissance plane. A helicopter-based medic in Vietnam wrote to say that even after 40 years, he was moved to tears. He told about his decades-long struggle to get compensation for Agent Orange and PTSD, or post-traumatic stress disorder. A Seattle doctor who ran a medical triage unit on the front lines in the Gulf War told me of his decade-long struggle with PTSD and its serious impact on his marriage. And of course, Rick Lawson told us of Iraq vets' struggle to deal with the civilian world in the Veterans Day broadcast. Virtually all of us veterans suffer from PTSD to some degree, but we keep it to ourselves. Unfortunately, it's seen by the military and much of society as a weakness. Equally unfortunate is media portrayal of us as walking time bombs apt to go postal at any moment. Yet, we've been discouraged from seeking treatment. Most of us have coped, but sometimes not too well. Mired in politics, for decades the VA wasn't much help. Their indifference and sometimes outright hostility bred an attitude, and for many veterans, the VA would be their last resort. In recent years, the VA has changed compensation policies and done outreach to at-risk veterans. My experience at the VA hospital in Seattle has been good. But nationally, Gulf War and Iraq veterans have not yet won the battle for treatment of PTSD, traumatic head injuries, and Gulf War syndrome. Disability, enduring pain, and deepening emotional scars have been the costs. That creates an at-risk population of veterans. The further escalation of war makes those issues even more pressing. These veterans' wartime exposures and traumas are life-threatening. Once brothers in arms, they should not now join the ranks of the abandoned. For One World Report, this is Tom Allen.